With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards towards Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part one of a four-part series entitled Our Lifestyle Affects the Environment, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures and discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
Animals are our brothers and sisters. It's very important we know how to live with them harmoniously and respectfully, because they are there for some reason. There are some birds or some animals to do some special job in this world, yeah? Some are cleaning garbage like the vulture. They have something to do with the whole environment. They balance our planetary ecosystem, ecology system, yeah? To balance nature, so make the atmosphere good and clean and all that. Everything has something, like trees. Yeah, they are there to give oxygen to the planet. Without trees, we die. Really, we will. We die without trees. And then the water will be less because there are no trees to attract water and to keep water when it's there. So everything on this planet, including us, is interrelated. And I help each other to make our life here comfortable and livable, comfortably. But if we don't know that, we are killing ourselves. Every time we kill a tree or kill an animal, we're killing a little part of ourselves. If we have to cut trees, we replant some more, three more. But still, that takes time to grow up. So if you intend to cut tree, you have to plant beforehand. Take long time for a tree to have the ability to produce good air, yeah, and absorb the bad air for us. Take a long time. So a bigger and older tree has more ability than a younger plant tree, even though it looks same size. Just like when we're older, we have more ability, more knowledge about things, including spiritual wisdom, no? Yeah, similar.
You said that he came on the earth to bless the world.
Could you speak more about it? Could you explain on this?
Oh, I say you, all of us. Oh, yes, sure. I have explained that very clearly before. And there are many other tapes concerning that. Okay. So you can see it again. But you see, we came, otherwise the earth is not people. Yeah? And only plants and grass and rocks and water. So we came from different world into this physical body to people this world, to make it lively. So we like it. It's better, just like we immigrate. So we bless it with our presence and our intelligence. And then because of that, we build houses, yeah? And we look after the environment. Otherwise, this place is also a jungle.
Exactly.
For example, we bless it with our intelligence, with our talent, also with our invisible loving power.
But then when we stay here too long, we seem to identify with the job we do, with the physical instruments, and then we're trapped here. Therefore, we need a master to tell us that, hey, remember, yeah? It's not that, it's not you. So remember again, so we practice again, then we will remember our origin, and then we can go back home again.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
If our Earth continues in its present course, will humans be able to also go underground and have a similar system like the people on Mars?
We can. It would be better if people already are prepared for that, you know, but only if we are good. Yes, because if we are bad, we will carry badness everywhere we go. And then there might be not a disaster up here on the surface, but there will be a disaster underground again, you know? Due to the same system, the same self-destructive way of life, you know? Then we will be just killing each other, killing the animals, killing the environment. Then soon we also destroy the underground system. And we'll have to end up with the same trouble, even worse. Yes? If we create goodness, yes, then it will follow us everywhere. So I just ask the planet people to create goodness right now. So we still can live here in the free air and we still preserve the environment or whatever that's left over. And that not continue further deterioration. And the planet will recover quickly because we have not reached the point that Mars have reached before the mass extinction. You see, it happened so fast in the last 2 months. That they have no time to prepare nothing. They never believe it's going to happen because it's too fast. They know something may be going wrong, but they do not listen. to the wise people, to the spiritual people who can see the future and who can know the cause and the effect of actions and reactions, okay? Even then, they thought they have a lot of time, but they didn't. In the past 5 years, they have been warned, but they did not listen. They did not change. And then the last 2 months, it happened just so fast, nobody even has time to even think. 90% of the beings on Mars die just like that. Within 2 months, about 90% of the beings on the Mars has been destroyed. And then 5%, some more months later, another 3.8% more. And then only 0.2% survived because they went underground and live in caves and, you know, live next to the water underground, which has not been polluted. And they move into the less polluted area. Somehow they were lucky. I guess where they live, because of their spiritual merit and the good karma, that the atmosphere has been less polluted. That's how they have the time to even go into the ground and move whatever left over into the ground and live the life under there for some time. See what I mean? They move their food and seeds and grains and the animals, machinery, technology, whatever they can move. Because they live in the less polluted area. Less doesn't mean not, but they have time to recover. And once they move into the healthy ground under there, they recover health-wise and they continue. Underground system is not a bad idea. Just it's better we take refuge in goodness right now and in virtues and in loving consideration and kindness to all beings. Then it lasts longer. And let's face it, the life underground is not all that comfortable. Maybe if you don't practice well spiritually, you will feel suffocated. You will feel very depressed, you know, pressure in the beginning, because you know around you is all earth and close in. And you can't just go up to the surface to look at the scenery that you're used to anymore, to watch, you know, the birds flying, to see the rabbit hopping in your garden, to see the turtle, to see the trees, to see the flowers. All the things that you have been used to will be gone. And you know, you are surrounded by walls and thickness of earth, you know? Many miles under the ground, under the surface of the ground. Just to think about it, you will feel suffocated. So it takes a long time to get used to it. It takes some spiritual strength to be able to truly live underground also. You know what I mean? Some people don't like closure. And you can't dig the ground as high as the sky that we have here. They make it look like sky down there, but you know, it's a limit. Yes? It's only 10 meters from the ground to the sky that made of earth, because they cannot dig further than that. They don't have cement there. It's all mud and all that. If they dig more than that, it'd be collapsed. Yeah? It will be dangerous. So that's all you have, 10 meters between the ground and above your head. Three stories building, that's the highest you can have. There's no skyscraper like New York, nothing like that there. You will be missing everything in the beginning. It will be terrible. It's not fun to live underground, I'm telling you. It just, you know, when you're forced to do it, then maybe you'll be able to do it. It's just for survival. The whole planet cannot go underground. Too many. We have like 6 or more billions people. We cannot dig all that underground. Besides, there will not be enough water or air for 6 billions people underground. You have to recycle everything. Absolutely everything. Water you have to recycle again and again. The air you have to recycle again and again. Technologically, you have to develop much, much more advanced than now in order to be able to survive underground even, yeah? And we are not there yet. I'm so sorry to say. Even if we are there, it would have been good, but we are not prepared yet to live underground even if we want to. It's not like we want to live underground and we can do it. No. You need to build things, yeah? You need to have technology that is suitable for that environment. You have to know how to survive. You have to find underground water first, where it is nearby, because there will not be a lot of transportation and petrol down there or nothing like that for you to continue to survive the way you do now. That's why I ask the people, please, please wake up, wake up. It's so easy to just be vegetarian, be vegan. So easy just to leave the animals and other beings alone. So easy just to live in peace. Very easy. Everyone can do it. Every individual just choose peace and there will be peace on earth. There's no need to discuss a lot or sign treaties and arguments or anything. Just be vegetarian, be peace with each other. That's all there is. Very simple. And don't wait until we have to dig the ground to live. Maybe we won't survive to do that. And even if we survive to do that, I don't know if we have enough technology to survive afterward.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Kính thưa sư phụ, nhận thức về tâm linh của nhân loại và tình trạng khăn nắm toàn cầu có mối liên hệ như thế nào, đặc biệt trong tình trạng khẩn cấp hiện nay?
Nếu mà nhân loại càng tiến bộ về tâm linh chừng nào thì dĩ nhiên là cái sự hâm nóng toàn cầu nó sẽ giảm bớt, hả? Nhân loại càng tiến bộ về tâm linh, càng có lòng thương yêu mọi người, mọi vật và mọi cảnh xung quanh, thì cái sự hâm nóng của toàn cầu sẽ càng ngày càng giảm bớt và sẽ cái là biến mất luôn. Và sau đó thì mọi người trên thế giới sẽ sống trong hòa bình, hạnh phúc và thương yêu lẫn nhau. Nhưng mà mọi người phải thức tỉnh mới được.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Join us next Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's excerpted discussion, Our Lifestyle Affects the Environment. Animal World or Co-inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Farewell and God bless for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.